News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. Major League Baseball has lowered the boom on Ryan Braun and probably the rest of the Brewers' season along with it. The Milwaukee slugger has been suspended for the rest of the year. That's 65 games. We have coverage from Fox News Radio's Jane Metzler.
They call him the Hebrew Hammer. Major League Baseball coming down hard on Milwaukee Brewers left fielder Ryan Braun, suspending him without pay for the rest of the season for multiple violations of its policy prohibiting use of performance-enhancing drugs. The National League MVP 2 years ago issuing an apology, acknowledging he's not perfect. The 29-year-old successfully appealed a failed testosterone test in January of last year. This suspension, which should cost the power hitter about $3 million of his $8.5 million salary, linked to the investigation of a now-closed Florida anti-aging clinic. Jay Metzler, Fox News Radio.
There are new legal problems for Kim Hainish, the wife of former Marathon County Sheriff Randy Hainish. She was involved in a pushing and shoving incident at the home of a family member in the town of Berlin on July 16th. She was charged with battery and disorderly conduct and was taken to the Marathon County Jail. She has since been released on bond. She's also awaiting sentencing August 12th after pleading no contest for a series of thefts of prescription drugs from inmates that she was supervising as a probation officer. In that case, prosecutors will argue for at least 18 months of jail time. The man charged with driving drunk and killing two passengers in a Saturday crash remains in jail. He's 22-year-old Tim Cerveda, who made a bond appearance in Portage County Court. The crash Saturday killed 21-year-old Stephanie Eberhardt of Wisconsin Rapids and 21-year-old Melissa Peterson. Peterson's funeral is now set for 1 p.m. tomorrow. Eberhardt's funeral will be Thursday at noon. The elderly Wisconsin Rapids man who held another at gunpoint in his home has been sentenced. 81-year-old Robert Haas was ordered to pay $511 in fines and undergo counseling. He'll have to remain absolutely sober as well. Haas says he became angry with his victim May 9th while they were discussing his finances. He believed the victim was cheating him and grabbed a gun to scare him. He eventually surrendered the weapon when police negotiators arrived. In England, they are celebrating a royal birth. A large crowd gathered outside Buckingham Palace as the official announcement was made yesterday.
Fantastic. This is a moment of history, and it's a wonderful, wonderful moment for the whole nation.
The baby at 8 pounds, 6 ounces, a healthy boy to Kate Middleton and to Prince William. Mother and child are doing well, and Prince William will take 2 weeks of paternity leave from the Royal Air Force following the birth. A large group of international students have visited the area. This is a group about 100 from China who are at UW Stevens Point as part of a cultural exchange sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. The students were able to tour the only student-operated papermaking machine in the country and learn about several natural resources programs at UWSP. The students are in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois for 16 days as part of their Rivers and Bridges project. They're between the ages of 12 and 17. UW Stevens Point is 215 international students on campus, and 110 of them are from China. We don't have further details about this story, although we do know it is happening. The Stevens Point Police and Fire Commission will be behind closed doors this afternoon discussing possible disciplinary action against a city officer. Sally McGinty is the Director of Emergency Management Support Services and the Police and Fire Commission liaison. She says she cannot disclose much at this point, except that there is a process at the start of the meeting.
There have been charges against a police officer, and the Police and Fire Commission will hear those charges and then make a determination on potential punishment if they do indeed believe that the individual is guilty.
So far, the City Police Fire Commission cannot disclose who the officer is or what led to the charges. Here's the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast with meteorologist Mark Holley.
Scattered clouds today, pleasant and cool. It'll feel fall-like across north-central Wisconsin, high of 73. Tonight, down to 48. Tomorrow, slightly warmer with a high of 75. Chance for showers late Wednesday and on to early Thursday. Wednesday's high, mid-70s. Thursday's high in the upper 70s. But remember, this time of year, our average high is 80. And then end your work week, a few scattered showers are possible with a high of 78. With the News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast, I'm meteorologist Mark Holliday, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
A few clouds around this morning. If you'd like a real-time weather forecast sent right to your cell phone or portable device, text the word weather to 39327. That's a service of the First Weber Group and WSAU.com. Chris Conley, WSAU News.